Interesting stuff. And now from one type of oil to another, we always hear a lot about good fats and bad fats, and it all gets a bit confusing. But now researchers in the US have studied the effects of the ratio of different fats in human diet and their effect on gene activity.
What actually is the ratio? Because fat's fat, isn't it?
Well, no, there's lots of different types of fat. And over the past century, we've seen really significant changes in our Western diet, including a shift in the ratio of certain fats, for example, such as omega-6 and omega-3 fatty acids. Now, omega-6 fats, they're usually the sort of fats found in meat, vegetable oils, and omega-3 fats are found in flax and fish oils. And generally, it's thought that omega-3 fats are kind of a bit better for you than the omega-6 fats. Now, many researchers have suggested that this shift in fat ratios is contributing to a lot of bad effects on human health, things like inflammation, and this is a key player in autoimmune diseases and allergies, and even in things like diabetes, arthritis, and maybe even cancer. But now, research is led by Floyd Chilton, and he's writing in the Journal of Biological Chemistry this week. They've carried out quite an interesting little study using human volunteers on a controlled diet to try and understand more about how these changes in the fat ratio might actually affect our bodies.
So what did they do? Did they give people different amounts of fat to eat?
Well, it was a very simple study. Now, what they did is they looked at the evidence from history, and this suggests that our prehistoric ancestors lived on around a 2-to-1 ratio of omega-6 to omega-3 fats. But in recent years, our Western diet has a ratio of around 10-to-1, so a lot more meat fat in our diet compared to fish fat. Now, what they did was they took 27 healthy volunteers and they fed them on a controlled diet containing this lower 2-to-1 ratio of omega-6 to omega-3 fats. Then they measured the activities of certain genes and certain markers of inflammation and immune activity. And maybe unsurprisingly, they found a significant drop in the levels of these important molecules, in particular one called PI3 kinase, which does play a crucial role in early inflammation.
Two things though, Kat. I mean, one is that this is a very small study, so you have to be cautious how you interpret that. And two, when you enroll people in a study like this, is there not a danger that you could change other things without realising it? In the way they eat, the way they behave, that kind of thing, and that could have a knock-on effect and make it look like you've done better.
Absolutely. It's a very small study. It's still really early days for this kind of research, but it's a very tantalising glimpse at what might be possible through manipulating the ratio of fats in the diet and maybe explaining why we see so many of these sort of autoimmune and inflammatory diseases nowadays. So watch this space.
Well, I'll certainly be tucking into my mackerel later. Oily fish.
Good plan.
Definitely.